可以了，因为跟我们实际生活里的福祸有关。
Because it has to do with our whether we are blessed in life or not.
福祸 blessing
has to do with the blessings in life.
或者是那个祸祸患 disaster 有关。
Or misfortune.
Yeah, misfortune. 还有也跟我们永生，有谁知道我们有一天要跟世界说再见？你知不知道有一天我们会跟世界说再见？每个人都知道，对不对
？And it has to do with our eternal life. And who of us here know that at one point we have to say bye to this world.
当我们跟世界说再见的时候
，And when we say bye to this world.
我们有一个宝贵的灵魂。
We have a very precious spirit.
要去哪里
？And where does the spirit go？
那这两件事
，And so these two things，
使得我们要留意。
It causes us to have to remember
神给我们的救恩。
The salvation that God gave us。
我非常感谢神，我先生跟我当传道人。
I'm really thankful to God that God led both myself and my husband to be
因为当传道人
to be pastors and evangelists.
我们就知道很多很多我们亲戚朋友之外的更多的人，他们的福祸，他们离开世界的光景。
And through our position, we are able to see through many people's lives their blessings and the misfortunes that have happened throughout their lives and even till the end of certain people's lives.
上帝祝福我，别的不说，单单这个俺的这种了解，单单这个领悟，我就觉得上帝啊，你给我的恩典太大了。
God has given me many blessings, many of which I won't talk about, but this one, this revelation and this understanding that God has given me, it's truly a great blessing.
所以如果我有好的口才，我要呼天唤地的说，世人呐，要来留意神给我们的救恩。
And if I was blessed with the ability to speak very well, then I would proclaim to the people that we have to remember the salvation that comes from God.
那神是圣善的灵。
And we know that God's spirit is good.
神是灵，是肉眼看不见的。
And God is a spirit, and we can't see God.
除非他刻意向我们显现，不然我们一般是看不见他的。
Unless he reveals himself to us, otherwise we would not see him.
可是他的确存在。
But he does exist.
虽然我的肉眼看不见他。
Even though our eyes cannot see him.
可是我里面的心，跟他赐给我的圣灵，可以 sense 到，可以意识到他与我同在。
But through my heart and the Holy Spirit that he has given to me, I can sense that he is with me.
就像我们刚唱的诗歌。有荣耀的日光在我里头。
Just like the song we sang earlier, that God's sunshine is within us.
有他的一个温暖在我的里头。
There's a warmth within us.
我刚所唱的诗歌都是我生命的经验。
The songs that we just sang, you know, I've experienced it in my life.
我只是一个小小的 small potato, 小小的一个人。
And I myself am just a, you know, a small person in this world.
可是上帝就是上帝就是眷顾我们这些名不见经传，可是真心渴望要明白生命，要经验生命恩福的人。
But God, you know, he chose us people who are not very known or just lowly, and he shows us his grace.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So, dear brothers and sisters,
我要再说
I need to say it again.
我们的神是一个圣善的灵
Our God is a good
holy and a good spirit.
Holy and good God.
如果不是有罪阻隔，他是无往不透，可以随意进入人的里面，而且住在我们里面的。
If it wasn't for sin, God could live within any of us.
如果不是有罪阻隔
if there wasn't sin in the way.
罪是什么
？And what is sin?
违背神心意的过犯。
Sin is anything that is against God's will.
还有，我们人拒绝他。
And also man's rejection of God.
就是背向神，不理会他，这个就是罪。
And sin is, you know, not acknowledging God.
我现在在跟你们讲。
So here I'm telling you.
我里面有很大的能力在我的里面。
That there's a great power within me.
那个就是神。
And that is God.
所以很多经验到神的人可以跟你说。
So many people who have experienced God can tell you.
神是很乐意施恩给我们的。
God is very willing to give us His blessings.
他等着要来祝福我们。
He's waiting to bless us.
只是罪阻隔在那里。
But there's sin in the way.
所以为什么要有羔羊的宝血？
That's why we need the blood of the lamb.
为什么耶稣要来为我们上十字架？
And that's why Jesus needed to die on the cross.
就是要除掉这个拦阻，好让能祝福我们，好让他能祝福我们。
So he can take away the obstacle, the sin, and so he can bless us.
你知道耶稣来到人间哦，他来是为了要来死的呢。
You know, Jesus came into the world, you know, his purpose was to die for us.
耶稣自己讲，我来就是为了要来死的。
And Jesus even said, you know, he came to die.
因为时间关系我就不看这个圣经哈。那所以我们看一下，一处圣经哈，希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrews,
第九章
chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章我们来读几节圣经哈，为了省时间 ，Andrew, you just read English, so we don't repeat the English version of the verse, okay? 你们就看英文哈，我们就直接读哈，省时间。我们看第九章二十二节
，verse 22。
二十二节到二十六节
，to 26。
我们一起读，你们读英文的就读英文，我们读中文就读中文，好，我们就不重复再读。OK， 我们一起读。按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。照着天上样式做的物件，必须用这些祭物去洁净。但那天上的本物，自然当用更美的祭物去洁净，因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在神面前，也不是多次将自己献上，像那大祭司每年带着牛羊的血进入圣所，如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了。 但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。我不知道两位是不是以前有没有听过摩西的故事？你们没有听过摩西的故事哈？哈？哦，都读过一遍，哦，忘了。OK， 那我需要跟你们讲，世上上帝拣选的一个族类叫犹太人。
God, he chose a nation on this earth, and it's a nation of Judah.
我应该这样说，这位神在天上好爱他所造的人。
And I should say that God, he really loves those that he created.
可是这些人都成为罪人，因为上了魔鬼的当。都成为罪人。
But because of the devil's deception, the human race was entered into sin.
全世界除了耶稣基督以外，每个人都是罪人。
And in this whole world, except for Jesus Christ, everyone else is a sinner.
不论你出身多高贵。
It doesn't matter if you were born into a high, a noble class.
不论你受多少教育。
It doesn't matter how much education you've had.
不论你做多少善事。
And it doesn't matter how many good deeds you've done.
你多么立志要成为一个多好的人。
And no matter how hard you try to be a good person.
没有一个例外，每个人生下来就有罪性。
There's no other human has an exception. All of us have a sinful nature.
神看到我们好可怜。
And God sees us, and He pitied us.
他早就要来救我们。
And even before He already wanted to save us.
可是这位神，他要让世人能够甘心乐意来领受这个救恩，好叫他可以真实的救到我们。
But God wants us to have a willing heart to receive His salvation.
他就要指教我们。
So he teaches and disciplines us.
他按部就班的要把他的救恩解明在我们面前，好让我们领受而得救。
And he set everything according to his time and plan so that we.Would be able to receive his salvation.
就像我们去买一个新颖的设备，我们要看它的说明书怎么用，才这个东西对我们有益处，对不对？
It's just like when we go buy new things and there's, you know, an instructional manual. It tells us how to use something. And it's through that instruction manual that we're able to make use of whatever we buy.
所以神要让我们能够领受到他的指教。
For God to help us to receive his teachings.
他实在认识我们人的心。
He knows our hearts.
结果他的眼睛就在看到有一个人叫亚伯兰。
So he searched, God searched the world and he saw a man named Abraham.
他拣选这个人。
And he called this man.
跟随他。
To follow him.
然后他启示他。
And he revealed himself to him.
然后让他经验神。
And caused him to experience God.
就亚伯兰就经验了，生了一个儿子。无中生有，死无变有，他就经验到神是死无变有的神。
And Abraham, he was able to see God as a God who makes something out of nothing.
然后神又要他把儿子献上。
And then at the same time, you know, when God blessed him with a son, God also wanted him to sacrifice his son.
那上帝使亚伯拉罕的心相信，他这个儿子献上，神可以使他复活。
And God caused Abraham to have the faith that if his son was sacrificed, that God could resurrect his son.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕呢就顺服神，就惊艳到真的，他仿佛得了儿子从死里复活。
So he really trusted God and he followed through, and he did see that God, was a God who could resurrect his son.
他神给他启示，他借着信靠顺服，就让这个启示好像成为他生命中的一个进入这个经验。
And it's through this revelation that he was able to have this experience.
他就成为上帝子民，所有信靠上帝子民的信心的父亲，信心之父。
And through this, he became the father of faith.
那耶稣基督就从他的家谱里边要生出来。
And Jesus Christ, was, he was born through this lineage.
那为什么上帝要亚伯拉罕经验这些？
So why did God want Abraham to experience this?
他借着他的故事，神要教育我们。
And through this his story, God wants to teach us.
神是全能的神。
That God is all powerful.
神可以做所有的事。
He can do all kind of things.
但是人要愿意让他做。
But as people, we have to be willing to let him do these works.
结果耶稣基督来了。
So Jesus came.
上帝跟亚伯拉罕说，将来全世界的人要因着你这一个后裔得福。
And God told Abraham that it's through his descendants that the whole world will be blessed.
那上帝怎么使我们世界上的人可以这样了解，可以真实的了解而甘心领受这个指教，而来信靠顺服神而来得救？
So how did God let all of us in this world be able to accept this, to accept his guidance and his teaching, to be able to receive his salvation.
他就借着亚伯拉罕，然后他们的家族的故事，然后他的生个儿子，然后生个孙子，然后呢，这些孙子生了70个人下埃及，这就是出埃及记的故事。好。
And God helps us understand through the story of Abraham and his descendants, you know, from his son to his grandson to the 70 people who went to Egypt and their whole story of the Exodus from Egypt.
Yeah, 然后呢，就摩西，对不对？好，就生下一个摩西。
And from there was someone named Moses.
那他使摩西成为埃及王子。
And God caused Moses to become a prince of Egypt.
啊，学尽埃及所有的学问。
Moses learned all of the knowledge from Egypt.
然后呢，他可是他同时呢，却有认识神的信仰。
But at the same time, he had faith in God.
他就想用他的手段，用他的智慧，他的武力，他的要来救他的希伯来的同胞。
And he wanted to use his own knowledge and his own strength to help save his people, the Hebrews.
就是用他天然的力量要来救他希伯来的同胞。
He wanted to use his own physical, you know, talents to be able to save his people.
那这个不能凑效。
But it didn't work.
他就需要逃到旷野去。
And so he fled to the wilderness.
40年，上帝就倒空他这个人。
And for 40 years, God poured out this man.
神制作这个人。
And God was shaping this man.
就像神要制作亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like God was shaping Abraham.
那上帝就让他认识到他无能。他以前是学尽埃及一切的学问。第40年。
So, and during this time, God caused Moses to realize that he really had no power because originally when he was in Egypt during his first 40 years of his life, he was very educated through the Egyptians.
那第二个40年在旷野，上帝让他看到他没有办法，生命的事他没有办法。
But in the second 40 years of his life, he realized that He was unable.
你知道第三个四十年开始的时候，上帝向他显现。
But when that third 40 year period came in his life, God revealed himself to him.
上帝要差遣他去救以色列人离开埃及。
And God called him to bring his people out of Egypt.
摩西说我不行，我不行。
And Moses, you know, told God, "No, I can't, I can't."
神说你去。他说有什么证据啊？有什么证据我可以去
？When God told Moses to go, Moses replied by saying that, "Oh, you know what? What skills or evidence do I have to be worthy of?"
其中有一个事件，我的领受哈，这是我从神的领受，只供你们参考，我不敢说是绝对的真理。
And I'm going to share something that I feel like I have felt from understanding this. I don't want to say that this is doctrine, but this is my revelation on this.
神说跟摩西，你把手放到怀里。
I felt like God said, put.
伸出来。
Put your hand on your heart and.
长大麻风。好，神又说，你又把手放进去。Okay, leper.
I know. I'm saying who? 是你还是 Moses?
神要 Moses. 神要 Moses.
Yeah. So God told Moses to put his hand near his heart and to reach it out, and he got leprosy, and then told him to bring it back.
然后第二次又要让他伸进去。
And the second time, he told Moses to bring.
然后伸出来。
Hand back, and then to reach it out again.
手复原了。
And the second time, his hand was healed.
我觉得神好像在对摩西说什么话。
And I felt like God was trying to tell Moses something.
你说摩西他经历这个，他亲身经历到这个神的全能，对不对？
And you have to think about this. You know, Moses, he experienced God's power.
后来他就接受差遣，就去救以色列人出埃及。
And so he listened to God and he went back to Egypt.
然后被带领到西乃山。
And when they left, you know, he was brought to Mount Sinai.
神就要他颁布律法。
And God wanted him to write down the law.
那我们刚刚讲的这个，凡按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的。
And here in Hebrews chapter 9, we read that, you know, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood.
就是这个背景。
And this is the background for this verse.
那神就叫他设立祭祀的礼仪。
And so God told Moses to set the ceremonial laws for the priesthood.
那设计这个祭祀的礼仪，就是要教导人，我们人有罪。
And setting the ceremonial law is to tell us that people we have sinned.
你如果要来见那一位，你如果要来跟这一位圣洁的神就是有关系的话。你需要赎罪。
And if we want to mend that relationship with a holy God, we have to our sins have to be taken away.
那所以呢，有祭坛，就是要有羊，就是替罪的羔羊，要献在祭坛上。
So that's why there's an altar, and on this altar the sacrificial lamb has to be slain on this altar.
在这个羊，每一年他们就带了两只羊来，这大祭司呢就把全百姓的罪都按在这个羊的头上，让全百姓的罪让一只羊来担待。
So every year when the high priest goes up to the temple to atone for the nation's sin.They would bring two lambs, and he would put his hand on one of the lambs, to represent all the sin of the peoples being placed on that lamb.
对，所以呢，这只羊后来把它杀了。
And then that lamb was sacrificed.
所以呢，罪债就是罪就解决了。
So the sin was removed.
所以如果我们我等一下再说哈，先说那个。然后另外一只羊呢，也是大祭司，所有百姓的罪都放在那只羊上面。
And for the other lamb, similarly, the priest also put his hand, and all of the sin went on to that lamb as well.
然后呢，差人把这只羊送到无人之地去。
And then they sent this lamb out into the wilderness.
不再回来了。
Not to return.
那这个上帝的这个做法告诉人的意义是什么？
And so God's ways for this, what does it tell us?
第一只羊被杀了。
The first lamb was slain.
百姓的罪在这个羊上面，就是让羊来担了，然后他死了，就是了结了。
And this first lamb is representing how, the lamb was taking all the sin on people's behalf.
然后呢，第二只羊呢，就是上帝是说。因为我们还活着，对不对？只是就是借着这个哈，上帝说：“哦，我赦免你的罪了。”但上帝说：“我不再纪念了。”
The second lamb, you know, is representing how you know we're still alive and how God is taking our sin and He no longer remembers it.
所以犹太的百姓呢，他们有这个律法，他们知道，哦，我们罪是要得赎的。
For the Jewish people, they know that, that their sin needs to be removed, redeemed.
所以每一年他们就要行这个祭祀的礼仪，他们常常行这个祭祀的礼仪，叫他们永远记得，根深蒂固的知道人有罪，要来朝见圣洁的神，必须要赎罪。
So every year they have this ceremony to remind them that.People have sinned, and to be able to have that relationship with a holy God, you know, the sin has to be redeemed.
那可是每一年，每一年都又让他们想起罪，每一年都要这样子做，可以好像没有真正的罪，没有真正的了结，对不对？
But every year they have to do this, and it's as if every year they're reminded by their sin and how.Their sin wasn't really truly removed.
那摩西，神跟他讲，除了祭坛里边还有什么金灯台，还有什么，代表祷告的香坛什么，这些器皿全部都要用血来洁净，然后用油来膏抹。
And there were also other articles in the tabernacle at the time besides the altar, like the lampstand, the bowls, and other.Items, they all had to be cleansed by the blood.
那个血就是替罪羔羊的血。
And that blood is the blood of the lamb that takes the sins.
那个油就是代表神圣灵的油。
And the oil in the lampstand represents the oil that comes from the Holy Spirit.
那上帝呼召我们，有时候要我们成为发光的灯台。
And when God calls us, often He wants us to be.A light.
啊，有时候要成为供应别人生命饼的这个器皿。
And sometimes he wants us to be the ones to give that bread of life to others.
所以从某一个意义来讲，我们人受造，我们的功用就是要当上帝的器皿。
So from this perspective, you know, God wants us to be His vessels.
所以。旧约的圣殿里边的那些器皿，需要用血用油。那我们这些新约时代神呼召我们成为神器皿的，我们也是要用血用油。
And just like in the Old Testament, when you see that in these ceremonies, these items required being purified through blood and also oil. Just like that, for us today, we also need God to purify us with His blood and also.
对，那我们。我们有这个了解，我们再来读下面的经，我们就很清楚了哈。我们看第九章的第十一节哈。
And knowing this, we're able to understand this passage more clearly. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11.
十一节到十四节。
To verse 14.
好，我们也是一样，我们一起来读。但现在基督已经来到，做来将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的， 并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。若山羊和公牛的血，必母牛犊的灰撒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净。十四节，何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？第十章那边有解释，这个牛羊的血每一年都叫人想起我有罪，没有不能真正的除罪，只有那一位真正神的儿子，当神的羔羊，他的血可以真正。十四节，基督，这一位基督呢，就是在创立世界以前就被神设立的。
So previous verses, help us understand that these ceremonies and these animal sacrifices isn't the real solution for removing our sin, and that there's only onepersonJesus Christ, who God already set apart in the beginning to be the atonement for us.
那十四节第这个希伯来第十四节，这个实在是我们应该把它背下来。这个经节，何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神。他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心？所以耶稣的血，神羔羊的血，可以洗净我们的心。
And verse 14 is a verse that we should remember. It says, "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?" And we know that what this tells us is that.The blood of Christ can wash our consciences.
所以弟兄姊妹，我要特别强调的就是，爱我们的神很想祝福我们，就是罪阻隔了。
So I really want us brothers and sisters to know that God loves us and He wants to bless us, but sin is the obstacle between us and God.
而在十字架上的耶稣基督为我们解决了这个问题。
And Through Jesus dying on the cross, he removed this problem.
所以如果我们去仰望这个加略山十字架上的耶稣。
So if we lift our eyes and look upon Jesus Christ who died on the cross on Calvary.
我们的心向神说，主啊，我是个罪人。
And if our hearts, speak to God and say, God, you know, I'm a sinner.
你今天在十字架上所担的罪有我的份。
And that the sin that you bore on the cross, my sin was part of that.
全世界所有人的罪都担在他身上。
Because the entire world's sin was placed upon him.
包括我的。
Even mine.
主啊，我感谢你。
And God, I thank you.
你知道耶稣基督在十字架上，他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？”哦，有时候我在灵里去想到这个，我觉得神啊，我们那个坚固的营垒，那个罪把我们全世界上的人捆锁的多么的紧，耶稣要打破这个，他要把自己的命摆上。
And you know, when Jesus was on the cross, he cried out to the Father and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And I just think about how, you know, because of, you know, how tightly bound the sinful nature is on us, Jesus had to come down and break those chains and he had to go and die for us.
所以如果我们跟耶稣说，耶稣，我谢谢你替我死。
And so if we come to Jesus and we say, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me.
真的打从心里感谢他。
And if we really are thankful from within our hearts.
主，我真的愿意把我所有的过犯，我的那个刚硬悖逆，都让你来担，替我解决了。
And if we come to God and we we're willing to tell him that to take our rebelliousness and our hard hearts and to give it to him to remove it for us.
那耶稣在十字架上的死的功用
then the power of his death on the cross
就会运作在我们的生命中
can work on our lives.
我们的罪我们的罪性真的就可以跟他一同的解决了
And our sin and our sinful nature can die with Jesus on the cross.
弟兄姊妹这是真实的
Brothers and sisters, this is so true.
有很多人没有什么知识。
There are many people who don't have a lot of knowledge.
你跟他讲很多人生意义的哲学，他不一定懂。
You can tell them a lot about human life, like principles or philosophy, and they won't really understand.
可是他知道我有罪。
They might say, you know, yeah, I know I have sin.
我愿意耶稣来救我。
And that I'm willing to let Jesus save me.
他就接受耶稣在十字架上的救恩。
And that person receives the salvation that comes from the cross.
他真的就得救了。
And that such a person really was saved.
你知道，当我们接受他的救恩，与他在死的形状上跟耶稣同死，就在复活的形状上跟他同活。
And you know that when that person, you know, he's willing to have also died on the cross with Jesus, we also.You know, resurrect with Christ.
We know that on
the third day Jesus was raised from the dead, and we know that this is so true.
那这是我们来看哈，我不是乱讲的。罗马书第六章。
And let's look at Romans chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
好，我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。第六节，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。第八节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。那从此以后，你如果常常来亲近耶稣
，So from this point on, if you consistently, you know, draw near to Christ,
他就会来亲近你。
He'll draw near to you.
因为这也是圣经的应许，我们就不看了哈。
And this is also a promise written in the Bible.
然后你就会经验到我们今天所唱的那些诗歌的实质。
And you will experience the reality that we sang today in those songs.
So, 耶稣的替死是关键。
And so, Jesus' death is so pivotal for us.
但是如果你不接受是他替你死，那这个关键也不能给你带来益处。
But if we don't believe that he died on the cross for us for our sins, then it's not so meaningful for us.
那，圣诞节期间，我们常常很容易，常常有一些人会用很简单，可是意义却很深广的四个字“以马内利”来恭贺人家，来祝福人家。
And during the Christmas holidays, people oftentimes use a very simple word to bless others. People might say, Emmanuel.
耶稣出生的时候，马太福音就讲，他出生的时候，要给他取一个名字叫耶稣。
And in Matthew's, when Jesus was going to be born, it talks about how they were going to name him Jesus.
意思就是他要把他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And it means that.He will save his people.
然后他又讲到第二个名字叫以马内利。
And there was a second name which was Emmanuel.
意思就是上帝与我们同在。
Which means God is with us.
所以耶稣把我们从罪恶救出来，只是一半。
So Jesus saving us away from our sins is just only half of it.
需要神继续与我们同在，我们才不会再去犯罪偏行己路。
We need God to be with us so we can continue to live with Him and not go back into sin.
所以人常常会用以马内利来祝福人家。
So people often use Emmanuel to bless people.
如果我们真的认识神，我们就会知道上帝与我们同在是多么宝贵、多么必要的事。
And if we really know God, we'll know that how precious and important it is, necessary it is for God to be with us.
到现在，你们渴不渴慕上帝来与你同在？
And even now, do you desire for God to be with us?
好，那我们来认识神，我们再多一点来认识神，我们就会知道说，上帝与我们同在是多么的宝贵。
So let us come to know more about God, so we know how God being with us is so precious.
上帝是谁
？And who is God?
啊，因为他太大，所以有时候我们没有办法认识他。
And because he's so great, sometimes it's hard to understand and fathom him.
所以需要上帝自己来向我们显明他是谁。
So we need God to reveal who he is to us.
那个摩西啊，上帝遇见他。
For Moses, when he met God.
摩西说啊，你要让我知道你是谁，那我去跟以色列人讲，他们才会相信啊。
He told God, you know, like, you have to tell me who you are so that when he goes to Egypt, the Hebrews will believe him.
神说，我是自由拥有。
And God said that he says, I am who I am. God told him that I am who I am.
英文说 I am who I am. 那我们用中文来翻译成英文好不好？自由拥有就是神说，我是自己存在的，不是人造的。我也是存到永永远远的。
And what that also means is that God exists in it of himself, and that he is eternal.
他是整个宇宙的第一因。
And he is the first in this entire universe.
他创造整个物质的宇宙。
And he created everything.
他也创造属灵的宇宙。
And he also created the spiritual world.
物质的宇宙是我们眼睛看得见的。
So he created the physical and the spiritual world, and the physical world we can see.
属灵的宇宙是我们眼睛看不见的。
But the spiritual is what our human eyes can't see.
这两者都存在。
Both of these exist.
我们一般人看到的就是眼睛看得见的这个世界。
And for most of us, the only thing we see is what we can see in the physical world.
可是其实眼睛看得见的所有这些事件的发生，是受眼睛看不见的那个世界在影响。
But everything we see in this physical world is being influenced by what we can't see, the spiritual realm.
举个例子，我们看不看得见爱？
Can we see what love is?
爱长得什么样子？我们不知道。
What does love look like? You can't see it.
可是爱有没有？爱的确存在。
But doesn't love exist?
有爱，你的心对别人的想法就不一样。
And when we have love, the way we see others will be different.
你讲的话就不一样，味道就不一样。
The words that you speak will be different.
你所做的事就不一样。
The deeds that you do will be different.
所以世界上的人都只是在看这个眼睛看得见的。
So for most of the world, the only thing that people are looking at is what you can see.
爱我们的神跟世人不一样。
But God, the God who loves us, is different than those in
this world. 他真正爱我们的灵魂。
He loves our spirit.
那个灵魂是看不见的。
And that spirit is something we can't see.
所以真正认识生命的事的人。
So those who really understand life.
会说我们顾念那所看不见的更胜于 眼睛看得见的。
They will say that they care more about what is unseen than what can be seen.
我们唱的第一首歌那个 Fanny Crosby。
And the first song that we sang by Fanny Crosby.
她活到九十五岁。
She lived up to 95 years old.
美国的国宝。
She was a special person in America. A legend.
她生下来是健康的。
When she was born, she was healthy.
可是六个礼拜，她那个时候发烧，找了一个蒙古大夫把她的眼睛医瞎了。
And six weeks into her life, she had a fever, but there was a very bad doctor that caused her to be blind.
以后遍访名医都没有办法把她眼睛医好。
And later on, no doctor was able to help her recover.
她有一个祖母好爱她，很怜惜她。
And she had a grandmother who loved her a lot.
常常抱着她在摇椅上，就跟她讲圣经的故事。
And this grandmother would put her on her lap and tell her Bible stories.
然后让她学习去听鸟声，跟她讲这是什么鸟。
And she would teach her to hear birds.
带她去一些花，去闻花香，这是什么花。
And to lead her to flower, to smell flowers and ask her to recognize the flowers.
怎么样瞎的眼怎么样去生活。
And to help her to be able to live her life even though she was blind.
结果她的里面，因为看不到外面的事，她的里面好像就很专注在属灵的事情上。
And because she wasn't able to see the physical world, she was very focused on the spiritual.
当然也是神给她的恩典。
But this is also a grace given to her by God.
她八岁就能写诗。
And at 8 years of age, she was able to write hymns.
到了九十五岁。
And when she was 95,
她写了几千首诗。
She wrote thousands of hymns.
有的是很有名的，有的是没有那么有名。
And some were really famous, and others were not as much.
她经验，她的诗歌都是她生活里边的一些经验所发出出来的一些歌曲。
But her hymns, you know, they were a result of her life experiences.
她说，人家九十五岁，人家说，哎，你这么长寿，长寿的原因是什么？
And when she was 95, and people asked her, "What's the secret to your long life?"
她说，哦，我吃得很健康，很清淡。
And she said, "Oh, I eat really simple."
还有，我常常跟神祷告。
And I often spend time praying.
诗篇一百四十一篇。
In Psalms, 141.
好像是第三节。
Verse.
好，第三节哈。
Verse 3.
耶和华，求你禁止我的口，把守我的嘴。
Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
他认识生命的事。
She recognized life's
the things of
life.
The things of this life. 她知道我们的嘴巴是
She knows that our lips is the door of our life.
我们的嘴巴怎么说话，我们的生命就往那个方向去。
And how we speak is how our lives go.
我出生的背景，我的原生家庭，使我比较容易看负面的事。
And from my childhood and how I was raised,
我的姐姐，我的弟弟，我们都是这样。
And I was raised in a way that caused us to have a more negative view on life.
有时候人说人是环境的产物，从某个角度的确是这样。
Some people say a lot of this is caused by our environment, and to a certain point, it's right.
可是我感谢主。
But I thank God.
我蒙神拯救。
I've been saved by God.
我越来越发现不可以这样。
I realize that I can no longer be that way.
所以我就要学习被神教导怎么改变我说话的方式。
And so I need God to train me and teach me to change how I speak.
这个就是拯救。
And this is salvation.
以前我们是按着我们的方式习惯去行，习惯是我们的第二天性。
Before we just follow our habits and the ways that we usually do things, and that's our second nature.
这个第二天性就会决定我们的命运。
But oftentimes this second nature determines our destiny.
我不相信那些拜偶像的人说去改命改运。
You know, I don't believe you know those who are who believe in false gods and feel that they can change their destiny.
但是我相信，我们如果依靠神，不再偏行己路，行神所喜悦的事。我们可以改变我们的命运。
But I believe that if we follow God and we follow Him and not go astray, then God can change our destiny.
就我们唱诗歌说，快乐日光，有福日光，什么时候有这日光来？
So that's why we sang earlier, you know, God's sunshine, this glorious light within us.
就是耶稣欢喜的时候。
This is when Jesus is happiest.
耶稣在地上的时候曾经说
When Jesus was on earth, he once said,
我不是独自一个人，天父常与我同在。
He said he was not acting on his own, you know, that the Father was always with him.
因为我常行他所喜悦的事。
And that's because he does what, what the Father wants.
今天时间已经有点，我希望我能够快一点结束哈。所以，所以我们接受耶稣的救恩，然后再来遵他而行，是多么的宝贵。
So it's really precious for us to receive Jesus' salvation and to follow Him.
记得我们的神绝不吝惜把许多祝福给我们。
Remember that God.Does not want to delay in giving us his blessings.
我们的志刚弟兄常常祷告这一句话，我觉得这是很宝贵的。罗马书第八章。
One of our brothers, he often likes to pray this.
32节。
Romans chapter 8:32。
我们一起来读。
Let us read it together.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
It says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
Okay. 那今天我如果停在这里也可以，但是我再多讲一点，好不好？神对我们的期待。我们看《使徒行传》17章。
But let's look.Let's talk a little more about what God hopes of us. Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
有一个保罗，这个保罗呢，他神向他显现。
There was someone named Paul, and God revealed himself to him.
他认识了神。
And he knew God.
他以前不认识神，逼迫信神的基督徒。
Before he didn't know God and he was persecuting the Christians.
后来神向他显现。
And then God revealed himself to him.
他就悔改了。
And he repented.
他就去传这个基督徒所信的这一位神。
And then he ended up preaching about the God of the Christians.
他有一次去到那个雅典，雅典是希腊文化之城。
One time he went to Athens.
我们知道希腊的文化在西方文明是非常主要的一个源头。
And we know that in Western civilization and culture,
他们在他们很重要的地方呢，有一个写卫士之神。
Greek was very central in the culture of the Western 这个保罗
去到那边就跟他们说，哦，你们说有一位神是你们不认识的，好，我来告诉你们，神是怎么样的神。
And there was a phrase in the, one of the temples. There was a tablet that said a god that was unknown. And Paul went there and he wanted to tell people about who this god was.
好，我们来读二十四节到二十八节。
Let us read verse 24 to verse 28.
就是保罗跟他们介绍神是哪一位哈？创，我们一起读，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。 OK， 好，那这边我们来说，他说神是什么？神是创造宇宙和其中万物的，神是创造主。
So here it tells us that God is a creator. He created everything.
Creator， 好。然后呢，他说这位神呢，他不是像偶像，你要拿什么去祭拜他？他不需要，他不会饿，他不需要吃了哈。他
okay. And that God, he's not like an idol. You don't need to bring him food and other sacrifices.
他不缺少什么。
He doesn't lack in anything.
二十五节说，他自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
And in verse 25, it says that he gives all he gives.He himself gives all men life and breath and everything else.
所以他是给予者 giver, 他是给予者
And that he is also the giver.
供应者
He's the provider.
他给我们阳光
He gives us light.
没有阳光，很多百物不能生存
And without sunlight, so many things cannot exist.
他给我们雨水
He gives us rain.
对不对？所以给我们空气
He gives us air.
还有呢？这个第二十六节说，他从一本造出万族的人，他期待我们要来寻求他。
And in verse 26, it talks about how from one man he made many nations, and that he wants us to seek him.
那二十六节后面说，他预先定准他们的年限跟所住的疆界。
And he said that,
the second part.
Okay, and that second half of verse 26, it says that, and he determined the time set for them and the exact places where they should live.
神自己事先设计划，他是 planner.
And God already had these plans.
他写我们生命的编剧，他是写我们生命的编剧。
And he is the author of our lives.
二十七节，他要我们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。
And in verse 27, he wants us to reach, to seek for him and to find him.
他或者让我们揣摩而得。我前几个礼拜常讲，神使我们，神使我们，我们的心在他的手中，所以他是我们的諮商师，他 consult。Consulter.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, God, he oftentimes is initiating and drawing us to him as we also reach out and seek him. And from this, we know that God is also, he speaks to us and he's also our counselor.
对，他要我们寻求他，我们会祷告他，然后会求问主，他会来跟我们引导我们。
He wants us to seek him, to pray to him, to ask him, and then he will come and lead us.
28节说，我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
And in verse 28, it says that, for in him we live and move and have our being.
哦，我越来越相信这一点。
And I more and more believe in
this. 有很多事情的发生，都不是我们定义要这样，要那样。有时候就在跟随的里面，啊，好像上帝就把我们，就使这事情这样发生了。
Many things in life is not something that we cause to have happen, but as we follow him, God puts things together.
所以这位神，他对我们有所期待。
So this God, he has a desire for us.
他希望祝福我们。
He wants to bless us.
他希望我们接受他的祝福。
And he wants us to receive his blessings.
为什么？
Why?
你知道我们人生受造有一个最高的目的。
You know, for us being created, there's a higher purpose.
我们的心胸不要那个狭窄，只想到上帝啊，你给我吃，给我穿，给我好的地位。
Yeah, let our hearts not be so narrow and just think of God, you know, like, oh, you're just here to give us food and a livelihood here on earth.
上帝造我们，因为上帝呢是整个宇宙，他是一个 good God, 良善的神。
And God, when he created us, we know he's a good God.
他创造世界的时候，他就是要让这个世界成为美好。
When he created this world, he wanted this world to be good and perfect.
可是有一个对头。
But there is an opposition.
他就是要跟神抢夺这个美好的荣耀。
This being wants to steal away God's the good things that God wants to give.
所以他名字叫撒旦。
And his name is Satan.
是抵挡神的。
He opposes God.
一个良善的本体。
We know God is good.
这个力量要来抵挡他。
But this other force wants to oppose God.
他就显为邪恶。
And he represents evil.
光明跟黑暗就在那边角力。
So that light and darkness is warring with each other.
你知不知道，在这个属灵的宇宙里边，从一开始就有一场圣战一直在进行。
So brothers and sisters, do you know that since the creation, there's been a war that's been going on?
所以写《天路历程》的那个本人约翰说，写一本书叫《圣战》（Holy War）。
And that's why someone wrote a book called Holy War.
光明跟黑暗，上帝跟魔鬼在那边角力，这些年越来越凸显在台面上，以前还在暗地里，现在越来越凸显在台面上。
And so this light and darkness, and God and Satan, they've been warring with each other, and it's become more and more apparent in these days.
那上帝造我们是什么？因为这一场圣战，只有遵行神旨意的人可以来打胜仗。
And so for us, what does it mean for us? And only those who believe in God are able to be victorious in this holy war.
对，所以上帝要我们来把光照在黑暗里。
And so God wants us to shine the light into the darkness.
上帝要我们用爱来胜过那个恨。
And God wants us to use love to overcome hate.
上帝要我们用善来胜过那个恶。
And God wants us to use good to overcome evil.
上帝要我们寻求他的智慧。
And God wants us to seek his wisdom.
从天上来的智慧。
Wisdom that comes from heaven.
来代替这个地上的智慧。
To replace the wisdom that comes from this earth.
就把魔鬼打得落荒而逃。
To defeat the devil, to cause him to flee.
圣经说，顺服上帝的人，圣灵会赐给他。
And the Bible says those who follow and obey God, they will receive the Holy Spirit.
当仇敌权势来的时候，圣灵呢会来就把仇敌的那个权势就、 驱逐出去。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, it will drive away the spirit of the enemy.
这个就是罗马书第八章，这牧师常常很喜欢讲的罗马书第八章。我们来看一下罗马书第八章。
So this is what is written in Romans chapter 8.
所以刚为什么说我们要来唱凯旋歌？
And that's why earlier I said we have to sing.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Songs of victory.
十九节。
Let us read Romans chapter 8, verse 19.
到二十一节。
To verse 21.
好，我们一起读。
受
造之物切望等候神的众子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们如果看过狮子王，我觉得那是最好的一个比喻。狮子王起先他们的国度充满阳光荣耀，对不对？后来被那个不好的他们的一个什么亲戚，就是抢夺了那个王位，国家就整个进入黑暗、愁苦、缺乏。OK.
So there's a movie that kind of gives a good depiction of this. It's called Lion King, and how in the beginning of the story, you know, the kingdom was, you know, really bright, full of light, but then because of someone who was evil, the kingdom descended into darkness.
一直到这个年轻的这个狮子王，就是他代表他就是良善正义公，他当了王以后，再把那种黑暗的权势从他的国中驱逐出去。
And it was only until the younger son grew up, and he came back to help bring the kingdom back into light.
那我们的耶稣呢，呼召我们要来跟他一同做王。
And Jesus wants to call us to be kings with him.
意思就是说，要我们追随他，来胜过老自己，胜过很多的邪恶。
So God is calling us to let him help us to overcome our old selves and our sins.
圣灵来就可以借着这一群人把仇敌的权势赶逐出去。
And through the Holy Spirit, God can use us to drive out the power of the devil.
这个就是旧约神借着大卫的王，他说大卫的勇士，他们都是为了大卫王不顾自己生死的。
And this is like what was written in the Old Testament with the mighty warriors of King David. You know, they would, you know, risk their lives for the king.
我快要讲完了哈。这个大卫的几个勇士呢，他们以前呢，因为大卫以前是欠债的、困窘的、什么什么的头目。大卫落难的时候，他是这些人的头目。
So when early on these men, when they joined David, they were people who were in debt or had other problems.
以后大卫当王了，他们辅佐大卫当王了以后，他们也跟大卫一同享福。
And when David rose to the throne, they also shared in the blessings that came with that.
那我们这些原来也是心灵困窘的、受伤的、欠债的、软弱的哈。我们有这个耶稣当我们的头目，耶稣带着我们往前行成长哈。
And just like us, you know, Jesus is leading us. And we are people who may have hurts or problems or debts or weaknesses, but we are growing together as Jesus leads us.
我们逆流成长。
We are going against the flow, and we are growing.
靠着耶稣，我们逆转胜。
And relying on Jesus, we're able to turn around and be victorious.
就把仇敌的权势践踏下去。
And to step upon the power of the enemy.
所以耶稣，我们也是来为耶稣得果。
We're also helping Jesus, expand His kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，了解我在说什么吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you understand what I'm saying?
好，我们这些人能够胜过邪恶的势力，是因为羔羊的血。
For those of us here, we're able to overcome the power of this world is through the blood of the Lamb.
我们自己所见证的道。
And this testimony of our life.
就说，当我们仇敌要控告我们，耶稣的血替我们说话。
So that, you know, when the devil wants to condemn us, we know that the blood of Jesus speaks for us.
但是耶稣让我们站稳了，我们要来跟随他行道。
But now that Jesus has helped us stand firm, he wants us to follow him.
圣灵就会多多赐给我们。
And the Holy Spirit will be given to us.
虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的生命。
So that even in death, we are not loving our own lives.
殉道的人如果不是神圣灵的帮助，是不可能成功的。
And the martyrs, you know, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, they wouldn't have done what they did.
你想刀子割在你身上不会痛吗？
If you think about it, you know,
谁不怕死？
Who doesn't fear death? Or
可是当那胜过死亡的权势临到你的时候，
But when the power that overcame death is upon you,
神就可以使你殉道。
God will allow you to be able to,
在荣耀中殉道。
To die for him.
求神帮助我们。OK，
pray to God.
那我还有一些东西呢，我今天没有办法讲。如果你们想继续听，以后欢迎你们继续来。OK， 好，我今天只讲我预备的二分之一而已。OK， 好，我们来唱一首诗歌，85首。耶稣已经把我们拉起来，我们如果愿意，他可以把我们拉起来。谢谢。